Good day all, and welcome to the Upstate Housing segment. I'm Michelle Nasurjan. Today I'll be speaking with housing organizer Amber Johnson from Citizen Action in Binghamton, New York. Back in February of 2020, the local newspaper announced that Binghamton will be receiving $1.4 million from HUD. This is not any new money, but part of an annual grants provided to housing authorities to make repairs or renovate or modernize public housing. Also, a former car dealership on Front Street in Binghamton is going to be demolished to make way for a $20 million housing development with funding from the state, assistance from the city and Broome County IDA. Rents are still being finalized, but they're estimated to range from $850 to $1,400 a month. Plus, the completion of the Ward Action Council's $8 million Front Street Gateway affordable housing project and the Newman Development Group's $30 million luxury housing project was also completed on Front Street. So, Amber, it seems like a lot of building is happening in Binghamton. What are you seeing on the ground?
So on the ground, I'm really seeing, you know, people still living in subpar housing, people where, you know, their front porches are, you know, not sturdy. You know, we do a lot of extensive canvassing, you know, doing housing surveys, talking with people about, you know, the things they're experiencing. Either they have some, like, really torn down old homes that need repairs, or, you know, their homes are really being held up, you know, by tape and glue at this point. And people, their landlords not really wanting to repair things and just really living in super squalor and, you know, just settling for the first home that they could really get their hands on and then waiting for the next best move moving forward. So it's really like a really sad thing we're seeing out on the ground, especially for our low-income families.
So would you say that Binghamton's affordable housing supply kind of emulates what's happening in most cities in upstate New York? And do you get a sense that revitalization and business improvement is like a code word for gentrification?
It's definitely a code word for gentrification and definitely, you know, where our community members are seeing their rents increases because they're building, you know, a new student housing development and the landlords are like, cool. Well, the predatory landlords are like, cool, this is a new opportunity for us to raise the rents. And you know, that's an arbitrary eviction and then people, you know, having to leave after that. So, yeah, it's definitely gentrification, not only for the, you know, kind of changes the culture and the vibrancy of the neighborhoods and kind of gets people, you know, having to move somewhere else.
How is the rental housing between the SUNY Binghamton students and the local folks working out? Is there enough housing between the two groups?
So students have enough housing. My personal opinion and also the opinion of students that organize with us, right, and they can see the student housing creeping in some of the, you know, the residential neighborhoods. And, you know, I mean, it's more financially profitable, especially for predatory landlords. You know, I can rent out, you know, my house room by room versus renting it out to a low-income family and make triple the amount of money I would ever make by having a family there. So landlords are getting a sniff of this, like most upstate cities, and it's really causing people to be displaced. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, active student groups on both of our campuses that we have here in Binghamton that are really getting notice of this and kind of, you know, fighting alongside us. So it's not just us versus the students. It's, you know, people really on the same side for fair housing.
So is Binghamton going to be moving toward participating in ETPA and doing a vacancy study? Is there any local action being taken or anything in the works?
So that's our goal. So Citizen Action and a couple other local groups have started like a sort of like coalition of people called Binghamton Tenants United, to where our next step is really to kind of fight for the city to do a new vacancy rate study so that, you know, we can opt into the ETPA. It's still in the works at this moment, you know, trying to get our members to really understand what that would be like and kind of how it would be, since it's already enacted, it will be like a baby version of the good cause for thousands of people here in the city of Binghamton, and really trying to push our city council members, especially the ones that we just helped get elected back in November, to really support this and to really push for the vacancy rate study for the city.
So there was major tenant rights housing legislation back in June, July of 2019. Talk about some of the 2020 housing reforms Citizen Action is working on in Binghamton.
So a lot of the new tenant laws from 2019 has really scared a lot of landlords. It scared a lot of our, you know, good landlords, and then it also put some fire under the butts of our notorious slumlords that we have here, with a lot of them putting their properties for sale or like getting together and having meetings and being really angry, and with a lot of good landlords not really understanding what's happening, and then especially a lot of tenants not really understanding what's happening. So we are working towards for 2020, really getting good landlords as well as tenants really educated on what was just passed and kind of how that really affects them. And then also, you know, pushing the platform for 2020 for things like good cause eviction, that I feel like out of the whole upstate, downstate platform for the new housing laws, that the good cause is the one that we need the most in order for the rest of the new laws as well as the laws that just passed for them to actually matter to something.
And are you getting any pushback from your assemblymen up in Binghamton on supporting good cause or pushback on that?
At the previous lobby day in passing, our assemblywoman, Donna Lopardo, said that she supports good cause, and, you know, really trying to schedule and sit down with her, see what that actually means and kind of how we can push that forward so she can be a really strong champion and that we can see these reforms happen. And also kind of, you know, make landlords not super afraid. I mean, if the assemblywoman is out there saying, like, hey, this is what we need and this is why we need it, hopefully get the good landlords unafraid and on board.
So what are some of the landlord issues and concerns that you see are being faced in Binghamton? Like, is it old housing stock, unwarranted evictions, any excessive rent hikes?
It's a mixture of all those, right? So, I mean, upstate cities have old housing. You know, we are in an area that has a confluence of two rivers, so flooding is a big thing. So these really big flood houses that are being rented out, and the quality of them not being good, and landlords not having the capital to fix it, and or landlords, you know, being super predatory and not fixing it. And then we also have like a really bad housing auction cycle, where, you know, notorious big landlords are just buying homes, you know, not paying taxes on them, them going back into the auction process, and then, you know, them buying them up again, either through a different LLC or having someone that is related to them in some type of business way buy it up and doing the same thing over and over again, which creates a big cycle of displaced tenants, as well as rent hikes going up because they are, you know, there's always these revitalization projects that, you know, their intentions are good, but the impact isn't good. They're causing rent hikes for our community as well.
So is there a lot of displacement? And then where do these folks end up going?
That's one of the saddest parts, is that, you know, our community gets displaced, and it's mainly our low-income folks, our black and brown folks that get displaced, and they have nowhere to go. A lot of them have to leave Binghamton. I literally just met a woman on Friday when I was canvassing. She's like, listen, I'm about to be evicted, and like, I don't want to leave Binghamton, but I don't have another option. There's no housing for me. There's no housing for me and my four kids. Where are we going to go? I'm actually a part of Broome County's they're part of this anti-displacement learning network, where we're trying to iron out solutions statewide of what this would look like from different people from different areas, but mainly for us, for Broome County, because it's something that we're seeing so often. People are displaced and they have no place to go. Our shelters are filled. We have people sleeping under bridges or, you know, behind or taking over abandoned buildings and blighted houses because there's no really place for them to stay. And one of our biggest women and children shelters just got closed this year, so they're not open. So we're really down to just a few shelters left, and they're already equally as filled. So I really don't know what happens aside from people just having to leave or have to couch surf or something similar.
So we're going to have to wrap up. Do you have any other thoughts you want to leave our listeners, and any contact information?
Sure. One of the biggest thoughts is that, you know, we have all of this new development, you know, plans and money, but none of them are really talking about what true affordability is, right? You know, their metrics for affordability is not, you know, the metrics of the neighborhood in which they are being built in, or even the people that have been displaced for the property that was previous there to be able to move in, and especially not for people, you know, these are like 1 to 2 bedroom affordable, and I'm using air quotes, apartments that, you know, our big families can't move into. So that's one of the biggest worries and something that we kind of need to find solutions for in Binghamton. But, yeah, as far as contact information, like I said, my name is Amber with Citizen Action in Binghamton.
So I'm going to just sign off. Thank you, Amber, for being with us today. This is Michelle Masurgeon for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.